Okay.
Good story.
Yeah. Is it over?
The Mike story?
Yeah.
Just starting. I'm opening a chain of steak restaurants called Mr. Mike's. And then somebody will do a knockoff, like a cheaper version, and call it Mr. Jake's. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the history of Richmond, British Columbia, but that's a thing. That happened.
Wow.
Mr. Mike's, like the $4 steak, and Mr. Jake was like, you know what? I can do it for three.
And both of them out of business.
Correct.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to episode 385 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me as always is...
Adam in Vancouver.
Vancouver. It's been a while since I've been to Vancouver. Adam, how's Vancouver in May?
It is unbelievably amazing right now.
Unglaublich.
Yeah, every day it's like 25 degrees and clear skies for the last week. Everybody should want to be here. It is like nothing I've ever experienced in May for the last week. For the last week, it's incredible. It's going to have to turn because nobody should be allowed to have this kind of weather in May.
Have you been to Spanish Banks yet this year?
No, but probably this weekend. There's a good chance we're gonna hit it this weekend.
You got to go. That's the spot.
Yeah.
When you were younger, it was Kids Beach, when you were one of the cool kids.
Yeah, I'm not cool.
Did you have a snappy hat?
I have.
Like, I could see you. I have
baseball and hockey hats.
No. But like back in your Kids Beach days.
No, I could have seen you being,
you could have been a sporty little, like a pork pie hat kind of guy.
Never. I've never worn anything but a standard ball cap since I was a kid. I think I blame that on the hair loss. Too many ball caps when I was younger.
That's you wore them because of the hair loss or the hair loss because
no,
of the
no,
ball
I blame
caps?
I blame the ball caps for the hair loss. That's just good science.
It is good science. But see, you know why I think you could be a snappy, like I say snappy, I mean goofy hat guy, really.
Right, right.
But mostly because here you fit the profile. First of all, the bald part, that puts you in hat territory.
Right. Yeah.
And then when did you move from like back east? You came back from back east. You moved out to Vancouver when you were how old?
I'm going to say 23.
And by yourself though, right?
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
So you had a chance at 23 to completely reinvent yourself.
Via
and
hats.
Nobody would have called you. Well, yeah, you could have shown up wearing the Charlie Chaplin hat if you wanted.
Sure. And
you could have been that guy. Oh, yeah, he just always wears a bowler. That's what Schwartz does. Hey, Schwartzy in the bowler. That's what he does. And like no one would know. Like if you did that back home, all of a sudden at 22 and a half, you rolled up, you know, wearing a fedora. Your friends would laugh at you, call you Indiana Jones and, you know, kick you in the shins and leave you at home.
Right.
Whereas you don't know anybody out west. It's a brand new guy.
Seems like a giant missed opportunity on my part.
I think you fumbled. I think you got to move up north. And
let's try again.
Just try it. Yeah. Don't forget to wear the hat, though. That would be a waste of time.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. Well, for Christmas this year, if I get you in the Secret Santa, which is a long shot because I don't enter it.
Right.
But if I do, you're getting a pork pie hat.
Okay. All right.
Kind of like what's the guy's name in Rocky?
Oh, Polly?
Polly. You be Polly. and then you have to announce that you don't sweat anybody.
Yeah, that's right.
You're good. You're good to go, man.
Okay, I can't wait. I can't wait for my... I didn't know that was the name of that hat, the pork pie hat.
You know where I'm buying it?
The butcher?
No.
Where?
On Amazon.
Oh, good tie-in.
And I'm going to click through our site and help myself out. That's what I'm going to do.
Great.
Yeah, so just to everybody out there who is doing that, please click on our site, help us out. And those who are, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. We appreciate the support. Adam, what's going on?
Aside from just the beautiful weather.
Repeat that whole story from the beginning.
No, I've actually had the camera out a little bit in the last little while. So
nice.
Yeah, I took a photo for my wife for Mother's Day. So I
Is this the shoot anything interesting section? Are we skipping ahead?
Just what I'm doing. I'm taking photos. Okay. I mean, it could be shoot anything interesting. We can roll it into that if you want.
Well, I got a couple other things I got to sort out.
Okay, I won't. I'll just put a pin in that, and you go ahead with okay. your interesting stuff.
Well, I didn't say interesting. You said interesting.
Okay.
Let's not oversell this. What's going on? Oh, baseball update. We're in first place. 8-2. We should be 10-0, really. I'm kind of sour about those two losses, but
okay.
You know, that's how it goes. Personally, not hitting very good myself, but the team's banging on all cylinders, so we're in first place. That's the good news.
Okay.
Upgraded to OS 10 High Sierra a couple days ago.
Okay.
Unrelated to baseball. This is computer talk now.
Okay, sure.
A lot of security stuff and, you know, a lot of updates. I was on one of the older ones. I'm probably not as old as you. I think you're on OS 9 or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're still using your Lisa. But anyway, so I said, you know what? People seem to like it. I'm going to upgrade. Did I make an error? Should I have not have upgraded?
I don't know. You tell us.
Lightroom is running a little bit slow.
Okay.
Like a little bit draggy. Like when you go, like just even just clicking picture to picture, it can drag. It doesn't always drag. It can drag. And it's a little annoying. Apparently, it's a known issue. I had other issues, so I kind of had to upgrade anyway. So it wasn't like I waited long enough. It's on version 4 or whatever they're on now of High Sierra. So anyway, I'm getting a little tired of the whole having to update stuff, which I've probably mentioned every time I've updated.
Right.
So anyway, so I'm on that. My son had his second, but the first one I could attend, quote, soccer tournament, unquote.
Okay.
He's 4, so it's not soccer.
They throw a ball in the middle and say, go.
Somebody referred to it as amoeba soccer, and that's pretty accurate.
Okay.
Where you just run around, but it was actually very fun. I wasn't into the soccer part of it because there was none, as I mentioned, but just seeing the complete joy on it. Here he is. Tell us about your soccer.
No.
Did you play soccer?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're interrupting the podcast now, buddy, so you better say something interesting. All right, close the door. It's like on cue or something.
Wow, he's quite an interview.
Yeah, that's a good get right there. Yeah. You know who wanted to interview him was David Frost.
Oh, okay.
Frost Nixon. Surprisingly, shockingly, a very good movie. Random.
I have not seen it.
I wasn't going to because I looked at it and thought that's barely an article. But no, it's a great movie. It's complete aside. I highly recommend that movie. I was shocked at how good it was.
Oh, another movie recommendation. This off the top of my head, I just watched it on the plane ride home from Vegas. Was Baby Driver? Have you seen that?
I did. I saw that.
Really liked it. Did you like it?
I did.
Yeah,
very much so. Yeah,
it was very cool and just different.
John Hamm's a personal friend of mine, so
okay, all right.
He doesn't know it, so don't tell him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's unaware, but no, he's good in everything. I like the Baby Driver. He was good. Good music.
Yeah, really good music.
Yeah, yeah, it was well done. I did see it just before Kevin Spacey got Me Too'd, so it wasn't weird yet.
It was on the Air Canada in-flight app, which I found a little bit interesting considering that was just 2 weeks ago. I thought, haven't they banned all Kevin Spacey things? But clearly not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still going to watch LA Confidential once a year.
Sure.
I'll just kind of hold my thumb over his parts. Anyway, so did the soccer. That was very, very fun, except for it's, like I said, my son's 4 years old. And so they have the coaches kind of, they don't have actually like a four-year-old division. They just kind of throw the kids out there, right? So a couple of the other coaches on the other opposing team, because there's like 6 or 8 teams that come in with their huge team, and they split them up into like 5 teams each. Like each organization has 5 different teams, and they play on 141 fields just all over the actual field, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so evidently some of the coaches have seen fit to stack their some of their teams with six-year-olds and 7-year-olds so that they just cakewalk the 4-year-olds.
Gotcha.
So in the 5 games, my son's team scored a goal.
Did he get it?
Oh, no, he didn't get it.
Okay.
No.
Assist?
No, but
he get an assist?
No. But his over-under was he was minus 44. Because the other kids were just honestly just cakewalking. And like, there's no ref or nothing. So as soon as the goal was scored, you know, one of the kids on my son's team would get the ball out and try to, like, take it out of the net. And some kid would just run up and, like, boot it out of his hand right in the net. There you go.
Oh, like, that's awesome.
Is this full court press, coach?
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then, and he didn't care. The highlight for me was in the very first game, a kid on his team took a ball directly in the face, like just wham. And the kid went down and was crying and left the field. And literally less than 10 seconds later, my son just wore one right in the yap, just a full-on boot. Down he goes, jumps back up with a big smile and just kept playing. And I just dropped the mic and walked home. Like, all right, you're not going to top that. That's the best for me. Yeah, I was so proud of him.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that was soccer.
Great.
And then the last interesting, that was a what's going on. I think that's all that's going on for me.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. The rest is just, did you shoot anything interesting?
Right.
Okay, let's hear yours now. I want to hear what your interesting stuff.
Well, I've had my camera out a fair bit. I went down to Gary Point Park, one of my favorite spots, to get a quick photo for mom at Mother's Day, and I took a photo of the kids. I guess now that I'm talking about it, I better throw that photo in the box so you can post it for people. But I did a shot where I pulled them out to the park, really just wanted blue sky, and kind of shot it from low up so I could just make the whole background the sky. And mom was quite happy with that. I thought it turned out pretty well, considering it's all natural light, and it was probably a little bit earlier than would have been perfectly ideal to do it. I should have been about a half an hour later, but I had to get the shot, and my kids were busy doing other things with grandparents, so it was a now or never kind of thing.
Their grandparents?
Their grandparents, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I did that. I've had my little point-and-shoot camera out at the pitch and putt course with my son, and that one, there'll be a photo there that serves as the photo challenge. And then, as I alluded to last week, I had my 70-200 out at the kids' track meet, and I took a few snaps of that. So in sort of a 2-week span, I've really had the camera out a lot. And not to mention, the other night, 2 nights ago at the ball field, I took a team photo of the kids. So,
oh, you did take it, you talked about you were going to.
Yeah, this year I'll have to ask the whole team and get permission. So maybe in an upcoming week, I'll get the permission to post it if everyone's cool with it. This year I just did a one snap, but I tried to kind of do what I did last year via green screen, but do it in one shot, in which I had each kid kind of, you know, go in their own sort of particular pose, and then I shot them like that versus the sort of typical team photo. So I had each one of them, there's only 8 of them, so I each kind of put them in a little bit of a pose, and then I shot them that way, and I think it turned out pretty well. I mean, it's the kind of thing that, for me, it went from a ton of work to zero work, so that part's an upside, and I think everyone's going to be happy with it. And the extra work of doing it individually and then maybe green screening and all that would not have paid off in terms of a return on my investment. So,
right.
Yeah. So I'm happy this way. I would have liked to have a little wider angle and be able to crop it as a pure panorama, but I'm going to end up printing them just
That's tough to print though.
Yeah. I'm going to print them as 5x7s and just be done with it.
The move that you end up doing, because it is a difficult aspect ratio generally when you're shooting a team, because it tends to go wide. But what you can do is leave, you know, a lot of foot room. We call it headroom and foot room. And then you put the names on in Photoshop.
Yeah, yeah.
Left to right, you know, seated back and stuff like that. And that goes over well, or maybe some sponsors or something like that.
Yeah, Yeah, and I put like some text because I want to put the team name and I want to put the logo on the photo. And so I did leave a fair amount of room above and below. So if I did crop it pano style, then I've got no room to do any of that other stuff.
Right.
So
you know what you should do, actually, you know what would be great is if you get that and, you know, you're going to give it to all the parents and whatever, but you just right across the bottom and put it over the feet too so they can't even cut it off. Just put like a quote from Pulp Fiction or something.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
The path of the righteous man, and just don't explain it.
Yeah,
just a long quote from the diner scene.
That I think that would go over. Oh,
that would be great.
I did also have for the kids made. Maybe I'll have. Now I'm creating more work for myself, so maybe I shouldn't even bring this up. But I have one of the guys that was on our hockey team. Actually, the coach of our hockey team from the hockey season. He has like kind of an on the side. Printing sort of business, and he made all kinds of, you know, stickers and things for the kids with logos and whatnot for our hockey team. And so we're still playing once a week hockey, just to kind of keep the kids on the ice. They just play a fun game once a week with kids that wanted to participate. And so I saw this guy and I was talking about, oh, hey, you know, he's into the same kind of stuff as I am, and sort of the logo design and all that stuff. He finds like we're kind of geeky that way. And he, I showed him the logo for our team, the Yetis. And he said, hey, how would you guys like some stickers? And they can put them on their batting helmets or whatnot. And I said, absolutely. So I sent him the image file. And then last week at practice or at hockey, he brought me a set of stickers for the kids. So they put them on their batting helmets. They look terrific. So that was kind of a nice little addition. And then I printed a sort of like a dugout sign. A laminated dugout sign at London Drugs, which again I hate London Drugs services, but I did use them because of
convenience. Funny how we've turned
because of convenience. And anyways, they did a really good job. You can do a matte laminate, which is something I've never experienced, but it looks amazing. The fact is, there's really no glare, and so the laminate, just a laminated photo. I did a 11x14, and I put some Velcro little straps on the back just so I can put it up when we're playing our games for the dugout. And the laminated mat is terrific. It looks really, really good.
Cool.
So there's that. So I don't know. That's all in the realm of interesting, somewhat photography related. Oh, I got one more thing. This isn't a photo I took, but this ties into just general photography talk. I have a potential pretty large size job coming up. I got an email from people I kind of know saying, you know, we have a business and we want to do like, you know, this many headshots and, you know, what would be your charge? And so anyway, so the short of it is that so I told them, you know, what I quoted them and blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, we'll see. They have to, I guess, now see if it's going to get approved. And if it does, then I'll do this job. But bottom line is I'm thinking that if I do this job, maybe I'll use the proceeds to get one of those Fuji cameras that you've been praising so much.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. It has to all come together. But if it does, I'm feeling like I should use that money and reinvest it back into photo stuff. And I haven't bought any new gear for quite some time. So thought you would be excited about that possibility.
I am excited, but I must warn you, you should check your two hosers contract. I do get 40% of all your earnings off the top.
Okay. All right.
So there's enough left, get the X100.
Okay.
And we're on the honor system here.
Okay. All right. I gotcha.
No, that would be really cool, actually. I if that goes well, first of all, just getting the job in general. Maybe we should talk about that, how to price a headshot contract another time.
Yeah.
Before we get too far in the weeds.
My whole thing is with this kind of thing. Well, no, I just in general, it's like, you know, I have to make it worth my time. We don't have to talk about this now, but I don't want to do this kind of work, and so it really has to be worth my time.
What work do you want to do?
That's true. There's very little that I want to do.
Yeah,
I want to do mostly photo shoots that take me an hour. That's kind of my investment. Like, I like that.
If that could be your full-time job, which I did that yesterday, as a matter of fact. Well, it was 2 hours, but still. Although it was not easy. I had a friend of ours get in touch and say that their kid's kindergarten wants to hire a photographer to take a couple of group photos and then basically just document a day in the kindergarten.
Right.
And kindergarten here means like anywhere from age 2 to up to 6. So it's not in the school. Like it's in a special separate building, right?
Right.
And so I said, yeah, no problem. I'll do that. And they're paying. It was decent money and everything. Nothing to write home about either way. But I said, yeah, no problem. And so I went and shot that. Wow, was that challenging.
Really?
Oh, my God. Like, so many kids. And first of all, the kids were all, they're all very friendly, but they all kind of wanted to, you know, be around me and look at the camera. And so they're just kind of clogging up the you know, the day in kindergarten. You know, and so, and it wasn't super wide open as it was, and so I'm trying to include context, right? Because I want, you know, to see kids doing something in the kindergarten.
Right.
But it was pretty crowded, so I kind of had to move in tight, and it was just, it was a tough shoot. But ended up getting like 100, and I think the final count was 130 photos in like 2 hours.
Wow.
That delivered. Not yeah, that's yeah. The ones I kept. Like I wow. think I shot 500. But
wow,
yeah, it's a lot. Well, you go through them pretty quick though. Like it didn't take me very long to mow through them and go, all right, those ones are out. But yeah, mostly almost exclusively bounce flash off the ceilings and just
right.
kind of moving it around.
With yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah.
The black foamy thing.
Yeah.
So I shot that. Had a day trip last week with some of my buddies on my baseball team. Went out to the Porsche Museum. Here in Stuttgart, I hadn't been to the new since they moved a few like 8 years ago or something like that, maybe more. So I went out and saw a bunch of cars. So I shot that. I'll include a photo of that. I'm not including the kindergarten photos because A, why would you want to see them? And B, didn't get permission.
Right.
But I will include the Porsche Museum. So there we are with one of the Porsches,
see,
ironically.
I see it. Yep.
Yeah. There it is. I picked the orange one because it was pretty cool colors. So did that. And then the other thing is my daughter got her cast taken off yesterday. And so just before, I knew she was going in to get it done. So I had to make sure I got a photo of her. I want to get a nice portrait of her in her cast.
Right.
And so this is not it. I'm posting one as an example of a good save a photo, a Lightroom save, because the very first photo I snapped, I was just getting the lighting set up and I told her, oh, this is just a test. And she made a funny face. And as you can see, it's super blown out.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I hadn't even taken, that's the very first test photo I had taken. So I hadn't even, you know, dial it in yet, but I thought it was so funny. I thought, oh, you know what? I'm going to see if I can save this just cause her expression's funny. And, so I was able to save it, just bringing back the highlights and bringing up the shadows, and so you can see the after version.
Mm-hmm. Looks good.
It's actually not bad, yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool cast, too.
Well, they do them, they're fancy now, right? So you can go swimming in them and evidently drive over them with a Mack truck, because when they went to take it off, apparently the lady, I wasn't there for this, mom took her in, and they had to use the saw, which really only vibrates, but they ended up cutting her open in a couple spots.
Oh, wow.
Because they really had to hammer it, because these casts are just made of titanium, essentially, now. So, anyways, moving on. Just update on the Pixio giveaway. Thanks to everyone who shared our photo and tagged us. You have until the end of the day today, which is Monday, for your last chance to win. So get out there, share that photo, tag us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, and we're going to pick 5 winners at random on Monday night, and we'll get in touch with you directly if you've won. We'll try to get in touch with you on whatever it is, on the Twitter or whatnot. So, last chance Monday. Reminder, monthly challenge is magic hour for May. Obviously, it's a great time to be shooting.
Right.
So get out there, hashtag that on Instagram with Hey Hosers or Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. And we'll check it out. All right. Photo challenge this week is sport.
Sports.
Yeah, a lot of sports going on. So I thought this might be in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so why don't you go first?
Okay. It is golf. It is a snapshot that I took on my little point-and-shoot camera. And at the local pitch and putt, like, we started going again. So this is the second time out this year to the pitch and putt. And Jack allowed me, this is the last hole. It's a little 9-hole course. Last hole, I want to say it's about just over 90 yards, somewhere like 92 yards. And, and we both had, I had a birdie on this hole and he had a par on this hole. So I wanted to get a shot where you kind of see the ball in flight. And yes, so this,
you did.
Yeah, so I got one where the ball's in flight. He ends up being about, I don't know, 2 or 3 yards short of the green on this shot. He's a good he's a good little golfer for someone who hasn't played a ton of golf but just has good mechanics. So I like
big Payne Stewart fan, evidently.
Yeah, he's a big high socks and long shorts guy. So summer is a lot of this kind of thing, athletic shorts mixed with socks up to the knees, but he doesn't wear the high socks at baseball for whatever reason. So,
oh no, yeah, he has to.
I know he hasn't gotten into that yet, but he does wear the high socks all the rest of the time. So yeah, this is just a finish. Now the focus is on the background and not on him. So
let's hope so. Yes,
I never really do this kind of shot. There's a little bit of blur. I don't know what the shutter speed off the top of my head. So it's 1/2000th of a second, but it does seem still like there's a little bit of motion blur.
It could be a little, yeah. It looked to me like depth of field.
It might be. I feel like his foot or something looks like it's moving a little bit, but I don't know. Anyways, I didn't scrutinize it too much. I just like the fact that the ball in motion and the finish pose at the end of the shot just looks like golf to me. So I thought I'd use that.
It is cool. I like the fact that you can see the ball and it's right there, because it's very easy for the ball to have gone up, you know, out of frame. The only rub is that he's not out of focus enough or not in focus.
Yeah,
enough.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
It's one of those things. That's hard to do though with that camera and all those things.
And I honestly thought like I was going to take this kind of shot, and then I thought I don't want to carry around my actual camera and the bag to play golf with. So at least with the point and shoot, I can just tuck it in my pocket, and it's not a nuisance at all. So that's really why I went with that. And I just kind of decided that I would do golf over baseball, just being that I've shown lots of pictures in the last couple of years of baseball. I just thought I wanted something other than baseball. And it would have been cheating. I did put the photos in the Dropbox of the running long jump, but technically it wasn't taken in the window of time that we were talking about. And but you can have a look at those photos. Just I did two shots where, you know, he's in the air and then he's further in the air. So kind of thought that, yeah, those are neat. I mean, it's the time of day is basically right at noon, so you're not going to get the best colors or anything. But
that's okay, though.
But I like the movement. I like the
The first one especially. The second one's fine where he's about to land. I'd like to have seen if with that one, you know, like a split second later when he's just hitting the sand would make it a great shot.
And I have that next photo. It's just his expression is so horrible,
right?
That he didn't want me to post that. I was going to post 1, 2, 3, but he looks like I don't know if you could somehow take a 9-year-old and turn his face into an 88-year-old. That's what he looks like when he's landing.
Right. Like,
go ahead.
I'm guessing it's like he's mid sneeze, but he's confused because he doesn't know what a sneeze is.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's just awful looking. And he said, "Hey, Dad, don't post that one." So I said, "I respected his wishes." Yeah.
Because all the chicks when you're 9 are just they're not.
Yeah, they're not, no, he's worried about his fan base. He's worried about his fan base.
Yeah, sure. No, but the one of him mid run, the full Jesse Owens look was really great. That one's great. Although I don't know what that kid in the background, the backpack's doing. He could just not be there.
Yeah, I feel like he cost us a couple centimeters on the landing.
I don't think he needs. I'm just saying he doesn't need to be there. He's got no business. He's not nothing. Everyone else, you see the lady in behind with the clipboard, the dude on the left looks official. He's got like some sort of a fanny pack he's got there, so that's official. Everybody else, the girl, the lady on the right hand side holding down the tape for the line, she's official.
Yeah.
And then Joe Backpack looks like he just wandered in the shot.
I agree. I after this shot was taken, I actually went and fought that kid in the backpack. He won.
Give me your backpack.
He actually won, though, so.
Yeah, well, that'll happen. All right. All right, let's have a look at mine. I posted soccer, of course. Well, quote-unquote soccer. As I said, it's the amoeba soccer. It is tough to get a photo because I brought the long lens. All I brought was the 70-200 on the 40D because it's got the fastest frame rate, 6.5 out of my cameras, and not including the X100, but the in terms of those the DSLRs, I tend to shoot with that, and so hence it's very difficult shooting with a long lens because everyone's just running everywhere. Here,
right,
like together. So I did get a few like this where there's sort of action going on, and I use the term action loosely.
Is the kid to Sam's right, camera left, is he doing a quadriceps stretch?
I'm not sure what he's doing, but you can see why the black eye. I actually fought him for his backpack earlier in the day. I won that. I'll be honest, I sucker punched him. He wasn't prepared. But I got a free backpack, so.
That's awesome, yeah.
No, he took a soccer ball in the face the week before, and hence the black eye. And then later that day, took one in the face in the exact same eye. So they took him to the hospital.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah, he's fine. He shook it off eventually, a couple days later.
I like the photo, though. I like the action. I like I like what's going on.
I like that my son is the only kid. Like, there's approximately, I don't know how many fields there were, like 12 like mini fields, right?
Yeah.
And so however many people were there, I don't know. Like, honestly, there must have been 600 plus people, including parents. It's a massive thing they put on. And so 600 plus people, no bathrooms. That was a good call.
Awesome.
Not a one. And anyways, my son, out of all the kids playing on all the 12 fields, he's the only one who tucks his jersey in.
Wow.
I don't know why. I don't know why he does it, but he insists on doing it. So anyways, that was it. I have to admit I had a very good time watching my son. Just his enjoyment. His enjoyment was everything. This was the least amount of fun he was having was right in this picture. The rest of it was just nonstop smiles. Okay.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Also, I guess you won because you submitted three photos and I just submitted the one.
Yeah. All right. I'll take that.
Yeah. Take that to the bank. All right. Topic this week is crossroads, man. I'm at a bit of a crossroads.
Uh-oh.
No, nothing bad. I just need to talk this one out. I don't know. It looks like my 5D Mark II appears to be dying.
Oh, no. Before the 40D?
Before the 40D, which is surprising, before the 5D Classic even.
Wow.
And it's I don't know that it's dying, but it's very, sometimes it's, you know how you snap a photo and like the red light's flashing, like it's processing, like it's getting that, it's whatever it's doing, it's saving the photo to the card.
Yeah.
Buffering, I guess, is the name for it.
Sure.
It's really slow sometimes. Intermittently, it's slow to buffer. Like you'll snap a photo and you want to go look at it and see, and nope, you have to wait. Like, you have to wait sometimes like 15, 20 seconds it can lock up for.
Okay.
And so that's not good. That's not a good thing. So I'm a little worried about that. And also the LCD screen seems to have gone a little hinky. Like, it's got some black, it looks like scratches. Like, the first couple of times I checked some images, I thought, oh no, I thought the images were corrupted, but it appears to just be on the LCD screen. Maybe it needs a, I don't know, new firmware installation. I have no idea what it needs.
Okay.
But point is, it's, you know, I've now had it for, when did that come out? 2010. So, you know, coming on 8 years, you think about that in this day and age, that's a long time. So I shouldn't be crying about it. However, I might need to replace it soon.
Yeah, well, you do a lot of video work with that, right?
That's the rub. Now, that's where I'm getting at. So, you know, when I bought that camera, I bought it as a still camera with the ability to shoot video because it was a game changer in 2010. It's not really a game changer anymore. It's still awesome. I still love shooting with it. I love shooting video with that thing, even though it's cumbersome. It is wildly cumbersome, but the thing I like the most is that it is inconspicuous. If you're out in the street shooting with it, it doesn't look like a big video camera like, you know, some cinema cameras do.
Right.
So you can, you have that advantage. So I do like that part of it, but now I'm debating. I've been wanting to upgrade my video camera for a while. So what do I do? Mm. Do I continue down the path of having a hybrid, or do I split off and have dedicated units?
Well, has it been a problem the way you've been doing it in the last 7 or 8 years?
The 5D Mark II, the end product of the video can be fantastic, except the getting there, getting too fantastic can be a tough road.
Right.
Because just for a lot of different reasons.
So that sounds, just from your tone, like you might be leaning to a dedicated video camera.
Yeah, but that comes at a price tag. Now, I've been looking at the C200.
Okay, who's that made by?
Canon.
Okay.
I want to stick with Canon because I have the, or at least with the EF mount, because I have a couple of cinema lenses. And
right,
I don't want to change horses midstream, right?
Right.
And so even though they're not wildly expensive, they're still, you know, still in the $600 range.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't
want to. How much is the camera? What's the camera retailing for?
Well, that camera is, depending on where you buy it, I think in the States it's around $7,500.
Oh yeah, we're getting to the price of a car.
Not a good car, but
no.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the thing. Well, I'm, you know, one of the projects I have coming up, I don't think I've talked about it, and I won't exactly, but going to be shooting some cars pretty soon. And so I'd like to have a good camera for that. Although I then lose my inconspicuousness, and this project would call for that potentially.
Right.
But so I would like that, but it's one of those things I had decreed some time ago after I bought the XL1 way long time ago that I wasn't going to be buying any more dedicated video cameras because the technology changes so fast. However, we're at a good spot now, like $7,500. Like I think I paid $6,500 for my Canon XL1.
Okay.
Which is a lot of money back then and you know, a lot of money now. So it's not much more. And what you actually get for that money, and then there's add-ons, you got to buy cards and et cetera, et cetera. So it's not going to come out for $7,500 US. I don't think I want to spend $10,000 right now.
Right.
I'd like to have that camera.
Okay.
And there's going to be times when it comes up where I need to shoot with that camera, and it will benefit me greatly, but I would like to have, I could rent that camera, but I would like to have a lot of time on that camera before I go and do a job.
Mm-hmm.
Because you kind of have to, you know, muscle memory has to be there. You don't always have time to be, you know, checking the manual and telling certain guys, like, hey, yeah, just hang on a second. You know, like a couple years ago, you know, shooting Marino Franchitti. Like, I know you just won the 24 Hours of Le Mans, but I don't really know what this button does. So if you could just hold it on for a second, then we'll get to that interview. I can't be doing that.
Right.
And so I'm debating. I'm trying to make a business case for it. You know, can I do this? Like, will it? I mean, I have the money. It just doesn't make any sense right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's that, and then that leaves me with the situation of I don't really have an A camera when it comes to shooting stills.
Mm-hmm. That's where I think it makes a lot of sense to buy a 5D Mark IV, and again, your muscle memory on that as far as a video camera being that it's probably control wise not that big of a stretch from the 5D Mark II. Plus, you've got one of the best DSLRs on the planet to go along with it.
But how much better does it need to be? I mean, I'm that guy.
From the 5D Classic and the 40D, you don't have anything comparable, right?
No, from that, you're right. But I kind of wish life just stopped at the 5D Mark II. I love that camera. I don't have the focus issues that some people seem to have. Everything works great. I like it. We didn't need anything else. But now I understand people like the Mark III and the Mark IV. Maybe once I start using them. So I debated, do I buy a used Mark III?
Yeah.
So I priced those out just quickly on Craigslist, for example, which is always overblown, of course. You know, they want full freight, no tax.
Right.
Like, oh, okay, great. Well, I'm not buying an older camera for... They want in and around, looks like around $2,200 Canadian is what they want.
And you could probably buy the new one for $24, right? With plus tax.
The new
5D3, I think, is sub $2,400. And then the
ones I found were around $2,700.
I was going to say 20, like it goes on sale, but the 5D3 around $2,400 is what I've seen.
Okay.
And then closer to 3,000 for the 5D4. Now it all depends on whether you get the one minus the kit lens, which is that 24-105.
Right.
But you can find it without that for around $2,400.
The Mark III.
The three. And then I want to say more like $2,999 for the 5D4 is kind of the best that I've seen.
Oh, okay. Cause I did a quick search today and I was looking at $3,900 for the Mark IV, and that was with the lens.
Yeah, that's with the lens. Yeah.
Well, okay. So now that's why I was leaning towards not the Mark IV, and so maybe I will. I'll look at a new. I'm not going to buy a used Mark III at that price. That's crazy.
No, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
And I saw one that the guy was like, yeah, under 36,000 shutter. I'm like, well, no, come on now, that's excessive. You know.
Yeah.
For what you want. So I'm now that you say that, maybe 3,000 new, not what I'm dying to do, but considering and maybe if I can get a couple of jobs to pay for the C200, because I like a lot of that dedicated stuff. I want to be able to shoot, essentially shoot like a raw, like a log setting, so we can post production later. I like the ability to focus, because it's kind of a pain. Like shooting with one of the big things with the 5D Mark II is shooting video is the focusing. It's kind of an issue. Whereas, there's a lot of stuff that goes on with the C200 that you can do, and it's a lot more options, and you can plug, microphones right in, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of options, but is it worth, an additional $6,000? I don't know.
All big things that you have to consider.
Yes. Or, if I were to do that, could I then get by shooting everything, all my stills with the Classic?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. That was kind of a rhetorical question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't like my chances on that. So, yeah. And the other option, though, is now I would have to wait until September, which I kind of don't want to do. Is Blackmagic makes the Pocket Cinema 4K, which with an EF mount.
Okay.
Meaning I can use my Canon lenses.
Yeah.
So that's an option. Now it's a smaller sensor. One of the things I do like about the 5D Mark II is it has a massive sensor for video. And so physically, generally when it comes to shooting actual 35 millimeter movie film, the 7D, the crop sensor, is pretty much close to right on what a 35 millimeter film is, because they run it up and down. They don't run it side to side in a movie camera.
Right.
And so they're shooting sideways. That's essentially what a crop sensor. So that works out nicely. So the 35, the Canon 5D Mark II is much, much larger than that. Physically, so that's really awesome. The Blackmagic, I believe the physical size is like a Super 16, like a 16 millimeter, but widescreen, which is cool, but not exactly what I'm looking for.
Okay.
But they're about $1,200.
Yeah, so the price is
shoots,
right.
Yeah, shoots 4K in raw video as well, which would be awesome for color grading later. But I'm not sure. And then I'm going to have to pick up a dedicated camera anyway, dedicated still camera. So. So what I'm saying is, are you going to buy me a new camera?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not the answer I was expecting. I was expecting a, oh no.
Yeah, wait, what were we talking about?
Yeah. Well, that being said, I also will shoot my X100 as a second camera. It's that good, but it doesn't shoot 4K. It shoots, you know, full HD, which is mostly what I use anyways. So
let's put it to a vote. Let's put it to a listener vote so we can get like 8 or 9 people to weigh in.
Oh yeah. Don't, no, not 8, because then it'll be like an even, possibly 4-4. 4, I don't care. And then 4 people will say, I care even less. And then it's a tie. It's like, well, who do you go with, right?
Yeah.
No, I think your advice on the 5D Mark IV is probably the way I'm going to go.
Okay. Yeah, that's exciting. I mean, if I was going to upgrade my DSLR, that's what I would want.
Yes. You know, unrelated, I can probably get you a deal on a used 5D Mark II. Okay. It sort of works.
Okay.
No, it still works. The thing is, it still works now. It's just that I don't want to be in the middle of a job and have it not work. Because Right. Then, you know, that's not good.
Yeah.
Marino Franchitti's not putting up with that either. So yeah. He's a bit of a hot hate.
It's my worst fear, though.
It's your worst fear.
Yeah. Not him, you know, specifically, but just having some part of my gear just not work.
Yeah. And if that happens in front of him, there's no way his sister-in-law is going out with you. So, yeah. Ashley Judd.
Oh, I didn't know that. I assumed it was some very attractive person.
Ashley Judd. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So there's that. All right. 5D Mark IV it is. I think.
All right.
We'll see how that goes. All right. Reminder, monthly challenge for this month is Magic Hour. Hashtag that Hey Hosers or Two Hosers Monthly Challenge on Instagram. We'll check that out and chat you up on that one. My challenge for next week, I wrote down dominant color white.
Hmm.
Which sounds oddly racist.
Yeah.
So
are we doing it?
I don't know. Okay. Now I feel bad. And what with the Kevin Spacey talk and now this is not our best episode.
Yeah, a lot of possible bleeping.
Do you have something better?
No.
We've done all the other colors, so we are going to do dominant color white this week, and that's it. I wrote it down. It's done. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
And my stuff you can find at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.